Hello, America, and to our friends around the world, take two. Yes, we have Samantha Starkey with us. We tried this once before, uploading, and I get up and go to the restroom, normal upload. I come back, it's gone. My high-tech person, I brought it, could not find evidence of it ever recorded, yet I saw it uploading. Okay, so someone didn't want this out, and we talked about Lahaina. And the crap going on, and Samantha's written a really good book. We're going to tell you about it, and I'm going to stay with this upload until it's through this time. And so you're getting to hear take two. We did this approximately a week ago. It's been absolutely insane. So it just typical social media censorship with the help of rogue black op intelligence agencies. So anyway, we're going to get into that. First of all, I need to let you know we're coming to you from the Noble Gold Studios. And if people aren't involved in Noble Gold, you need to think about it. 66 banks have been named on the edge of failure. It's probably more like 666 banks. Ooh, that would be a really interesting symbol, wouldn't it? And Noble Gold can help you. If your retirement's there, they can keep it under the law if they start to fail. Dodd-Frank 2010, UCC Section 8. You don't want that to happen. And Noble Gold can get you out of this. First-time customers are going to give you two silver coins, just as a way of saying thank you. I have to give this FTC disclaimer. There's no guarantees. And we agree with giving that warning. Any investment carries an inherent risk, but they should be hanging this sign over every bank in America. I've been a customer for, well, gosh, almost 8 years now. Really, 8 years, multiple times over, been an advertiser for almost nine. Best people I've ever dealt with, and they will give you peace of mind. Yeah, you got to keep some money in the bank, but if you put all of it in the bank, get your handkerchief ready because you're going to need it. It's what happened to my mom's side of the family in 1929, and it's what's going to happen to you if you're not proactive. So go to your phone after this interview and call 877-646-5347, 877 646-5347. And with Noble Gold, we promote freedom. And in this interview, we're going to promote the truth, which hopefully will eventually lead to freedom for more people. Samantha, before we start with the Lahaina thing, I want to tell you about an email I got from somebody in LA today. She has, if the damage is more than half from the LA fires, more than half of the property value, you have to raise your new home construction over floodplain requirements. And it's just a fancy way to allow the developers to steal land from existing homeowners. It's a great clear out. And then I got another email from Maui, and I wanted to ask you this before we start. To your knowledge, did Oprah get paid $35 million from FEMA for the Lahaina fires?
Oh, now that would be interesting to, I've never heard that, but I'm not doubting it. And the reason I say that, everybody knows that, they had the tsunami warning the beginning of August, and we had talked about this on the first take of this. Oprah has an access road that she shares with the Baldwin family. The Baldwin family, if they go all the way back to the people who stole the land from the indigenous peoples of Hawaii, they have been in politics, they've been in the court system, they own so much land on those islands, but they own a ranch. Now, Oprah bought the ranch beside them. So now you could just say, like 3,000 acres on the side of this mountain, there's an access road that used to be available to people along the coastline to be able to cut through to upcountry without taking the long route, which is about an hour without traffic and no emergency. And during the tsunami, what happened was there was upwards of five police cars at one point sitting at the gate of her access road, denying citizens the right to use it to get to higher ground before the tsunami hit. And it was so interesting because she lives so far from where the fires were. How would she get money? Because her land, the elevation of her land is not on the beach. She has some land in Hana, and then she's got the ranch, which is a little over 1,000 acres closer to upcountry. I've actually driven by it, but I can't imagine that a fire got near any of her property.
Yeah, listen, it's an unconfirmed report. I don't know if it's true, but the shenanigans of the tsunami and what happened with the road, that's pretty common knowledge. How do you get the police to protect your property when there's no crime being committed? That's interesting, isn't it?
It is. It really is. And then I read that, just to be fair, because I like to have both sides of every story, that she pays them, out of pocket. But they were in uniform and they were in their service vehicle. So either way you cut it, that's taxpayer money
Bingo.
using the police to guard your gate, Oprah. You could have simply opened that gate. None of these people that live on those islands are bothering Oprah Winfrey. They really aren't. Most people aren't bothered with her at all.
Yeah, I think she's a small part of the story, but it just goes to show you the shenanigans that were behind what happened in Lahaina, and the rich and famous never get affected.
Never. They
Never.
never do.
They never get affected. And I'm in a bad mood today anyway. So I got to tell you, I'm really, the more I delve into this, the more pissed off I get.
Well,
And
I totally understand because I remember when Oprah and Dwayne Johnson started raising money,
oh, yeah.
right? I think we all remember that. And all together, they raised so much money. And then all those people that I spoke to that applied to get the money from her never received a penny. To this, it has been almost it's been over 2 years now. I've spoken to hundreds of fire victims. Every single one of them applied for that grant through that money through her, and not one of those people ever received a penny. So I don't know who the 8,000 people are that she gave money to, supposedly by their records, but I don't know a human, a living, breathing human that ever received a penny.
Reminds you, this story reminds me of the LA fires scenario where $100 million were collected and not one dime can be proven to be distributed. I
They
know.
do that. They
Oh,
use their
and Newsom,
nonprofits.
yeah, Newsom's has a nonprofit that got 6 million. It went to these weird groups, some of them immigrant defense groups, and I suspect it went into organizing riots against ICE. So I just look at this and I throw my hands up and
No.
we have an oligarchy underneath the surface of our republic right now that's benefiting and running the show. And isn't it interesting too, in the LA fire, and we'll bridge this into Lahaina, but a lot of the where the Diddy files were, they're burned up now. How convenient was that? It's like the Epstein files that won't be released. The Diddy files are now burned. And so, I'm so sick of Congress. Oh, we're opening an investigation. Okay, stop investigating and start arresting.
Feel the same way. Some days I feel like this can't be the real world because I remember that when I first went, I showed up in Maui in Lahaina. Let's see, the fire was in August. I was there the first time by early September. So less than 4 weeks after the fire, I was boots on ground. And I will never forget pulling up and they got all that black everywhere, blocking your view. They have police, they have military. And it's like, it was so quiet. Nobody wanted to really talk, but everybody was displaced, And I met a lovely woman that had been living on the islands for about 20 years. And she showed me some videos of what HAARP does. HAARP, HAARP.
Now, you know we're going to get knocked off the air when you say this.
Right. So just so you guys know, purchase the book, Growing Under a Poison Sky. Because right, it's going to tell you all about the words that Dave and I cannot use, but that system is connected to the big D and the military that ends in ARPA. I had to space that between them, but all of that we
ARPA
mentioned,
Day? Was it ARPA Day? Okay.
and I didn't know that that stuff existed. And watching the rays come off of Haleakala, which is like the most sacred mountain volcano on Maui, which they consider as a stargate, I might add. So the indigenous peoples believe that Haleakala is a stargate. It is a stairway to heaven. So that just makes you curious. Like, why would you put these high power rays? It's a silly word I can come up with right now where you don't get in trouble on that mountain. And then she showed me video where she had recorded there was a hurricane. I think it was in 2007 or 2017. It turned towards Maui and then they turned on park. And you see the hurricane, it hits it, and you see the hurricane turn. And I'd never seen anything in my life like that. And I remember I started crying. I burst out in tears because I knew in my spirit that what I was looking at was man-made weather warfare. And that was where I began to dig into weather modification, geoengineering, and what exactly are they doing in the sky above us? Why are they doing it? What is their end game? And it's not a pretty picture.
Did Lahaina get wiped out by directed energy weapons or by HAARP?
I think they were used together. So from everything that I'm understanding as I'm learning this and I'm putting it out in books, the directed energy weapon has to have a map. Like it has to know where it's going to hit. Like it's all programmed, right? And just a few months, right, I think it was like April, there was this green light that began to go back and forth across the entire island of Maui. And their excuse for it when people caught it and recorded it was, oh, wait, we're just topographically, we're just doing a map. Go back to sleep, don't worry. And then the fires came and the fires behaved like right angles. Like somebody had, if you were etching something, you put it into the computer, you slide your piece of metal, and then the computer etches it out. That's kind of what the burn zone of Lahaina looked like. Like somebody had pre-programmed a direction, regardless of wind and everything else. That fire is the weirdest thing I've ever seen in my life. It's like it had a mind of its own.
I'm sure you've seen the video that Eric West did with two cars that were burned out just outside a wall in a residential area off the highway across from Lahaina, and the fire went at right angles twice, avoided the houses that burned out the cars and burned at such a temperature it wasn't a wildfire, it was over 3,000 degrees because of what was melted. And he exposed that. And what I'm wondering, because it looked like one vehicle was at least driving down the road when it got hit. I'm wondering if directed energy weapons were individually targeting individuals in cars. I mean, what do you think?
Think you could, honestly. These are high tech. Like what we're talking about right now for the average person, it feels like it should be in a science fiction, a horror science fiction movie,
Yeah, horror.
right? Like you, it was so hard for me, Dave, to wrap my mind around the fact that our government, and it's in the book, Growing Under Poison Sky, has patents for these types of weapons. What you and I have been given. Our microwaves, that's all the waste. That's the leftover. Our computers, that's the leftover that the military has deemed to give us peasants. What they have behind their closed doors, they can, a lot of what they're dropping in the stratospheric aerosol sprays in the sky are heavy metals. And when that comes down, it hits the earth. And what happens is everything connected to the earth absorbs it. So trees absorb it, plants absorb it. And then when you take this high energy directed weapon and you pop that tree that's full of heavy metals, it burns at an intensity it was never meant to burn. And if it's in a living tree, it technically cannot burn at that temperature because of the water inside of the tree. And that was something I learned sitting under kind of the tutelage of Maui Investigates. There's several groups of people on that island that have formed up and created watchdog groups now, and they are fighting for the truth to come out that this was an intentional burn. It was planned. It had high-tech weaponry. There's no way around it. Too many scientists. We can prove it, except don't forget, they brought in 18-wheelers and dump trucks, lined them with plastic, dug out a couple of feet of the earth, put that into a dump truck, drove it out of town to a makeshift dump that, of course, the aquifer is right below, and they dumped all that to be kept away from people taking samples.
Yeah, well, the directed energy weapons would have an energy signature in the soil. And that was actually covered on Hawaii News Now on Oahu. Now, they've since turned total propaganda, but they actually covered that honestly. They said, we're asking why this dirt's even being taken off the mainland, why it's being put in gunnery ranges and so forth. And they said, we're not getting any satisfactory answers. I thought, well, this is good reporting. They're not reporting that way now. I wanted to ask you something. I want to go back to Haleakala because before I want to go down the path we're on, but I want to go back to something you said. Haleakala Stargate. I've been doing research on ancient civilizations, and we now have this lost city off the coast of Cuba, pyramids. It's really clear. The photographic images are clear. It's been covered up for 20 years, and now it's coming out. Yamaguni off the coast of Okinawa, the same thing. And the Hawaiian Islands are supposed to be, along with like Easter Island, the remnants of the ancient continent of Mu and the civilization of Lemuria. And then on the other side of America, there was Atlantis. In fact, the Jamaicans call themselves the descendants of Atlantis. And now we're finding evidence for it, the Bienname Road and all this stuff with tied to Atlantis. And then Plato wrote about it. And I'm going to tell you what I've And I don't want to go too far down this, but you mentioned Haleakala Stargate, and that's the legends that are among the natives there. And I've heard this myself. If you take the Giza Plateau Pyramid and superimpose it over what we have photographic evidence on Cydonia on Mars, it matches 100%. Who built one, built the other. And I believe these two civilizations were extremely advanced and they went out there. And I think the Haleakala legend is part of it. You got Easter Island. I mean, you have all the stuff there. How did they even get there? How did these islanders get there when it's 1,000 miles from anywhere else? It's because it used to be part of a continent. So anyway, I just wondered, have you come across that kind of folklore legend in Hawaii? Have you?
I had somebody send me a book. I introduced it to my channel. I'll have to get the title and get you a copy of it, Dave,
Okay.
because it shows the progression of the original indigenous peoples that ended up settling on Maui, coming, and this is mind-blowing. They have traced their history. Their oral history goes all the way back to the Garden of Eden. And it shows how they moved through the Middle East, across this continent that was one piece, and then ended up in Maui. And it's beautiful. And I'm going to tell you some of the same words that the indigenous peoples use on Maui. They use it in French Polynesia. They use that same word, like in all the, like New Zealand. The words and the traditions are almost identical, but
Ridiculous.
they've been separated for hundreds of years. And before the advent of telephones and cables and all of that in the last 80 years, there would have been no way for their languages to be that close and their customs be that close unless they all came from the same specific continent, so to speak, and then it split for some reason. So I've been kind
Well,
of digging
yeah,
into that too.
the splitting is here's what's really interesting about this. The splitting by legend was a nuclear war between Atlantis and Lemuria. Atlantis had gone dark and dirty, and they wanted Lemuria's gold, which is still in hiding today. And Sarah Westall has some of that story too. It's under guard, and supposedly Trump's trying to get access to it. But anyway, to go back to the story, the two groups went to war with each other. They had nuclear war, it moved the tectonic plates, and total devastation across the planet took place, and civilization basically had to start over. And that folklore is in Hopi legend. I've known about this for 30 years, from a grandson of a Hopi elder that I had as a student. And also it's in Chinese folklore. It's in the Indian Arhavaics, and it's in local Hawaiian folklore as well too. And what's interesting, and you're going to go, oh my, John Brandenburg, a Harvard, astrobiologist and astrophysicist, came out. And he's analyzed the Martian atmosphere, and he said, we don't find this anywhere in our solar system but Mars. And he named the chemicals, and he goes, there was a nuclear war on Mars.
Yeah, I honestly believe, and I've kind of told people that, like everything underneath the firmament, and God does mention that he put the sun and the moon and the stars under the firmament. And, you know, I believe that because they used to call planets stars, you know? So I think all of that, it's very, very possible. And I've been kind of like you, drawn to some of these Hopi legends, but my focus has been these stargates. Like I'm, and then to find that over and over and over again, the federal government has come in, taken possession of these holy mountains, holy sites, put up their telescopes and take control. I think that they're doing something with Project Stargate, basically, with their ability to go back in time, or to even open the realms of, I would call them demonic, you know, allowing in entities. And I do believe that they're using DARPA and HAARP to fund the, and what is the one that is that that goes underground in Switzerland? That is
Oh, CERN.
yeah, thank you. They're using CERN. I think CERN is the dark energy. I think when they turn those on, I think that these fake telescopes are doing something, and they're looking for the portals that our indigenous peoples knew. They guarded these areas. They fought the giants. It's all in their own legends, just like the Bible. They came across skin changers, skinwalkers. It's beautiful legends. But I think that these are just as true as what the Bible tells you and I, because they even have, like, you know, the Garden of Eden and a lot of their own their things, the good and evil, the serpent, or some of them call it a dragon. And it's so cool because, you know, for some reason Christians think like we're the only person that has, you know, access to God, but really a lot of these indigenous tribes believed in the same God you and I do, the creator of the heavens and the earth.
Yeah, and it was pre-Jesus, so it would be much like
Yeah.
considering the Old Testament.
Yes,
Yeah,
yes.
I totally agree with you. You know, where we've really gone off on a tangent here, we'll come back
Right.
to Lahaina. But you know, I came across ChatGPT and I asked it a question, some series of questions, and I asked, "What's the most true religion? Christianity. Who's the most believable? Jesus." And then I asked about Islam. They go, "Partially true." And then they gave some of the downfalls. Sorry, I don't mean to offend anybody, but this is just my experience. But then I asked too, where is this all headed in terms of the world and stuff? And ChatGPT told me that AI is a major threat. It
Yes.
probably will have to destroy humanity to survive before humanity can put a cap on it, maybe even do away with it. And I was like, holy crap. And I know that when Obama, be you know, it was when Biden became president, 10,000 scientists signed a petition saying, get AI under control.
Yes, I remember
And
that.
that was really, to me, that was really, really interesting. And I asked, is this the first advanced civilization on the planet here? And they go, and ChatGPT said, absolutely not. And I asked about the Lemuria, and the gold issue came up. And supposedly some of the gold I know is buried in the Philippines and is under lock and key from ancient Lemurians, and they destroy anyone who comes near it. I mean, this is more Sarah Westall's work than mine, but I was able to verify some of what she was saying. And who would ever get this gold would control the world's economy. And the Lemurians don't want the gold out because they think humanity's too violent, too unstable. It would be used for
I
bad
can't
purposes.
argue with them, right? I can't argue with them. I look at what, you know, like with Lahaina. When I went to Maui, those genuinely are some of the most beautiful people in the world. And I'm talking the not just the indigenous people of the islands, but people that have moved there. Like they are so friendly, and everybody's so giving.
I agree with you. Yeah.
You're right? And they just burned these people. And it's heartbreaking. I'm sorry. My German Shepherd's in here with me, and he's acting like a 2-year-old. Lay down. He keeps pulling things out and tearing it up on purpose. Lay down, because he
You're
wants
not
my attention.
paying attention to what
That's
you're supposed to
exactly
pay
what
attention.
it is.
Yeah, I've got three of those too, and one of them is very much like that.
Yeah.
Although you're lucky it's vandalism and not urination. I'll just leave it
You're
at
right.
that. Anyway,
This is what I
I
took
totally
from him.
agree. Oh jeez. I
He's
totally
tearing
agree with
everything
you
up.
on the on your assertions there about the beauty. The times I've been in Hawaii, it's like taking a sedative that's non-narcotic.
Wait, man.
That's probably the best way that I can describe it. And this is a common feeling among the people. And you know, the Lahaina people were living in a different spiritual realm than the rest of us. And here's what I mean by that. The developers came with their magic underwriter, BlackRock, and they offered these people millions of dollars to leave their land for decades. And they said no, because they were connected to the land spiritually and what that meant to them. And what was really interesting is Governor Gangrene, as I like to call him, he did a proclamation, as you know, declaring Lahaina to be an historically preserved site. And he goes, no one can move you off there unless there is a natural disaster.
Yeah,
And
that was in July.
that was 1 month before, actually it was less than a month before the event.
No,
And
okay.
so they had their natural disaster where the police blocked the exits, the water wasn't coming out of the fire hydrants. We've all seen the videos of this. It's not even open for interpretation. And the people were fried where they stood. And this is horrible. And it was terribly covered up. One of the things that Michelle Melendez told me, did you come across this? When it came to body recovery, it was done by untrained people, and you didn't know when you got the bones if it was the real person or a combination of people. Did you know about that?
I did. Michelle brought that to my attention, and so did Maui Investigates, because of how people treat their dead, the indigenous peoples there. That was so horrible. I'll tell you something else that a lot of people got upset with me about, but I'm going to be honest. Good Samaritan and the Red Cross worked with FEMA to go onto people's property and sift for remains and anything that would identify you, wedding bands, you know, we're just trying to recover stuff for people. They did this prior to getting permission from the people whose land it was. You didn't even let these people go back to their own property for over a month. And when they did, you had removed any semblance of, like, you know, we know that grandma was in here. They took everything. And then Good Samaritan actually called me. They called me on the phone and said, you need to take your video down. We did have permission. And I said, you were lying to me. I have spoken to landowners who have given me their word. They signed nothing. Well, FEMA gave us, I said, it doesn't matter what FEMA told you you could do. You were on somebody's private land sifting through their stuff without their permission. This is still America. It
Yeah.
was a lot. It was a lot.
Well,
But
it's
you
not.
know, wait, I want to tell you this before I forget, Dave. I didn't mean to interrupt. Y'all, everybody has seen it because Eric did such a good job showing when you're coming into Lahaina and you come around the curve and go down, you're still up on the road where you can look out over Lahaina all the way to the ocean. Okay. They put up those crosses. At first, you know, Governor Gangrene tried to take it all down. He was furious. He realized that's not going to work. These people are not going to let me touch these crosses. To this day, they claim 101 people died in that fire. When my father and I walked those crosses, August 6th of 2024, my dad was 82 and he cried. There was 146 crosses, 146, but
Well,
they claim 101.
there's 2,000 plus missing kids. And my friend Paul Preston, the leader of the New California Movement and Agenda 21 Radio, Paul's a former school superintendent. He called the Department of Education in Hawaii and said, how many requests for records did you get? It was a spitting small amount. I was so upset when he told me. I forget what he said, but it was under 10. And that means 2,000 missing kids.
I think
2,000
they all
missing kids.
burned. I'm not saying a few
I
couldn't
know
have
you think
escaped.
that, but I know I've seen videos of before they closed the roads for people to not let people escape. I saw school buses go through the town and you couldn't see who was on them, whether it was children or adults.
Right.
But I wonder if the children could have been on there. That's, and I don't have a
Wow.
position. I'm just wondering out loud.
Yeah, I do know, and I think I told you this last time where they ate our video. There's a boarding school. I didn't know all this until I really started digging in at my second trip to Maui, in October of 2023. There's actually a, or there was, I don't know if it's still there. It's in Lahaina. It is a boarding school for the elites. And I know that there was this big to-do to get those kids out of
I
there
know, I
because,
heard that too, yeah.
yeah, like they made a big deal. I mean, they're talking helicopters and police escorts, and they were sending in basically everybody they could to get these kids. But all these other babies were at home on an island where the indigenous peoples have to work two and three jobs. You know, the locals have to work two and three jobs to afford rent. It was really horrific.
Yeah.
It's heartbreaking to me.
Samantha, one of the things that I found though, when I watched the video of the buses, they were going at breakneck speed. They were trying to get out as quickly as possible. They were running from the fire. And also at the same time, we have aerial photos of the bus lot in that area for school buses. And they were missing several buses that were obviously out on a route. And I think those were the buses that were used. Question is, were they school children being taken out and then trafficked? Were they the elite kids from the boarding school? I don't have any way of knowing, but there's some chicanery there, that's for sure. And as soon as the buses cleared the town is when they started to close the exits.
Oh yes, you're completely correct about that, because the thing about Maui, because you said it, it's like being on relax, like you're on a narcotic, but you're not. Maui has a frequency that pulses from it, like everything living does, that matches the human heart. So it's the same hertz frequency as the human heart. So when you're on those islands, Maui is considered the heart of the world. And the people that live there, that steward that island, will tell you that when this island finally collapses, it's under such a strain with the water. They're stealing the water. It's not coming down the mountains anymore. So one whole side of the island is drying up. It's like really, really bad.
Trying to
And then
force
the
those people
poison.
off the island, aren't they?
Yes, they are. Yes, they are. So a lot of the indigenous people owned that. They own thousands of acres along the edges, like by Hana and up country, just not along the beaches, because you know all that was taken from them, just up higher. But they can't get water because the Baldwin brothers and other people who own or have invested in these hotels have now piped that water from the top of the mountain straight to all of these hotels. So it no longer runs down the
Basically
mountain.
forcing everybody out. I hear what you're saying. It's so disturbing. One of the things I think we should recover is that before the fire started, Green was in the UN talking about smart cities. And he was there after the fire too.
Yes, he was.
Is it your position that there's a definitive attempt to turn Maui into a smart island?
Yes, there were more smart vehicles on Maui than there was per capita than any other city in the United States. They ha actually had like a group of people that were trying to push through legislation where people had to have electric cars and all this stuff. Like it was a big, they were steady pushing towards no vehicles in these towns, and you know, no straws on the islands, no plastic bags on the island. Like it was getting more and more and more aggressive. Now, if you spoke to Michelle, you know that Governor Green reinitiates that emergency proclamation that he signed immediately following the fire. Every 60 days, he has renewed it since the fire, essentially removing everybody's constitutional rights on that island. It's been 2 years. Why are you repeatedly removing these people's rights? They don't know. He just won't stop.
There's an indicator. This isn't a full answer, but it's a partial answer. One of the things I've learned, and I'm sure you're aware of this, that the original value of the houses and what people were paying on mortgage or what they had paid off was a pittance compared to the value of the land you'd get today. So what's happening to these people now is they're being paid for what their original value was and not today's assessed value, and they can't afford to rebuild. And the developers are there with knives in hand, the forks are ready to come in and just carve up the town and take total control over it. How many people do you know that have been able to rebuild? I've been told almost everybody can't.
I only know of like seven houses or eight houses that have actually filed for their permits to start rebuilding. The permits alone cost thousands of dollars. And here's the catch. When they rebuild their homes, because the land is assessed as such a higher worth now, and they rebuild these houses and say the house costs 500,000, your taxes just quadrupled overnight. You're not paying the tax bracket you did from your old, what baby?
It's amazing. When we look at and
Oh,
we
okay. My
watch
husband said they do not have land taxes in Maui. I'm glad you told me that.
it.
In Hawaii. I'm gonna have to double check that because I really thought they had them, but he said he looked it up. Yeah, he was just
No
looking.
property tax. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, he said there's no property taxes. And I'm glad he told me that because that's where my mind went with rebuilding houses.
But the
That's a
assessed
million and a
value or
half.
the accompanying insurance costs would still drive those people off the island. I mean, you can't afford the insurance, and they can't afford the materials to rebuild.
No.
It's a real issue, and it's a slow burn. See, I think LA is the same thing. I think it's going to end up being the same way. And LA Olympics, 2028, and you have a smart city, and I think that's what they're headed towards. And I Maui the same thing, and you have to wonder what's next. I'm going to tell you something that you're going to think I'm out in left field, but I think the move to clear Gaza, clear the Palestinians out of there, and it's not just about Hamas. Israel got left out of a pipeline deal that Trump created that goes from Qatar into Syria, and this is why Trump supported that bad guy in Syria to get rid of Assad so he could do this, and he put the pipeline into Syria. This kills Russia, by the way. It goes through Turkey and into Europe, and everybody gets a middleman fee. Israel gets nothing. Okay. I think Israel, the deal here with Israel is you get Gaza. And think about what Gaza will be. It'll be a 15-minute area with water access. It'll be a resort for the rich and famous. That's where I think Gaza is headed. And I think it's going to be much the same as Maui, although that's a hell of a lot more deadly of what happened in Gaza than,
Yeah.
and not to go too far afield, but we have IDF soldiers now from Israel. And I've heard this since the event happened, even from an ex-Israeli intelligence person. They were told to stand down on October 7th when the attacks came. And there was no
I
help that
told.
arrived for 6 hours. And in Israel, they claim they can cover every piece of land in 3 minutes.
They can. And that reminded me, somebody else mentioned that on my channel earlier today, and I said, but don't forget, guys. The FBI knew when those planes were going to be hijacked on 9/11. They knew where they were aiming and they sat back and watched it happen.
Yeah.
It's so the world is out of control with these shadow governments that are running underneath. And it's heartbreaking because it's we the people, like my shirt, we the people that are paying for it, the good people. And my husband has handed me his phone and it actually says Hawaii has one of the lowest effective property taxes at a rate of 2.27%. But it's because the home values are so high that it does make it, like you said, almost impossible to carry insurance and stuff.
Yeah,
But
exactly. For those
Dave,
people, because these people in Lahaina, most of them were of very moderate means.
yeah, oh yeah, absolutely. Most people on the island are, only since up until they said around 1995, the average house on Maui was like $120,000. Only when Oprah and Mick Jagger and all these people started gobbling up the land on these islands did it become unlivable for the people that are there. But I wanted to tell everybody, you guys, Growing Under Poison Sky started in Maui, and you can find it on Amazon, Kindle, eBay, and that kind of stuff. But we have got to start understanding that what they're doing to our food system, to our water, and to us, they are slowly poisoning us. They really are. And it's heartbreaking to see livestock and humans and then the plants, everything just slowly starting to wither. It
Yeah,
is.
I
It's
totally
hard.
agree. It's a slow burn, it seems, for the resort areas to get what they want for their rich and famous 15-minute cities while they herd us into, stacking packs.
Yes.
We're really drifting here, but it's all relevant. There was, I forget the man's name now. He was a chief advisor to Obama, and he actually drew up a plan originally in Minneapolis, St. Paul, to have higher gas tax in the suburbs than the city to try to force people to move into the inner city. And then he had a plan too, and I don't know if you can still see it on the internet. It was called America 50, no, America2050.org, and they had 11 megalopolises. Now listen to this. These numbers are scary. They had 11 large communities, and everyone's herded in and condensed. The total population of the United States, according to this, you'd have 11 regions, 6 million each, 66 million. And here's what's interesting, Sam. If you look at the Deagle report,
Yes, I was thinking that.
the Deagle report says 66 million, an 85% reduction in population in the United States. And this is the
This
year
year. Yeah, this
2025. This is the
year.
year. Yeah. But they both independently of each other. See, the Deagle report was Stratford CIA stuff. Okay. But America 2050, I'm not sure the origin and who this guy worked for, but he was an Obama advisor. He may have been out of Intel. I don't know. But it's funny how they said exactly the same thing.
Yeah, and I told everybody the other day, I said, you guys need to get a map and you just need to open it up of the entire continent, continental US. And I want you to look at how much of the land belongs to federal and
Yeah,
state parks.
that's right.
And when you realize that over almost half of our country is off limits to the people that live in this country, it'll blow your mind. Our country is so huge, you guys. But they keep us, even if we think, oh yeah, I live in a rural area. It takes me 25 minutes to get to Walmart. You still are being kept rounded up where they want us. They've got these areas off limits to you and I. And I personally, to me, it reminds me of the kings and queens of England when they had their hunting parks. It is the same concept for me, but not for thee. For us, but not for you. And they're very good at that. And everybody kept telling me, oh, you need to look into all these countries that are pumping money into our politicians and media and all this. And are you going to be so surprised? I was. Great Britain is the number one influencer of our politicians every single year with money. They pump more money into our politics. It is Great Britain, and then it's China. And then it's Canada. And I'm like, wow. And like North Korea and Australia, you would never guess that they are the ones that give our politicians the most money.
Pretty interesting. That's actually
Yes. I don't know really what it means yet. I haven't run that hole all the way down, but I'm gonna.
it's shocking. I look at this, and you said, the federal land aspect of it. In Arizona, 90% of the land here is owned by the feds. But think about what Trump just said not too long ago. He wants to open the land up for sale. See, and people say he's part of the deep state. That's anti-deep state material.
Yes, it is.
I fear for this president's life. He is now really going against the mainstream. He truly is. I believe Ukraine is supposed to blow up into World War III, and I base that on the actions of the elite in Europe that run the EU. They have agitated this so much to expand the conflict, and they've even said, we're not going to negotiate until Vladimir Putin's gone. I mean, that was a most provocative statement I've heard of the whole thing. I think they want World War III out of this.
I do
Trump is
too.
blocking this at every single level. China was supposed to be the world policeman. Well, China's in shambles right now. And Trump is standing him over and flexing his muscles. I worry they're coming after him.
I do too. I do too because I was doing something on looking into Tucker Carlson's father being in the CIA, being
Yes.
the director of the Voice of America program. And I was explaining to everyone how that is tied into Project Mockingbird from the CIA. And if you look in April, we had a liberal judge try to block Trump from firing and unfunding or defunding the Voice of America program. I mean, these people threw a fit. You'd have thought, like with USAID, like we were starving the world. What they don't realize is that all these programs are fronts of the deep state. Trump has cut their voice off with Voice of America. He has cut their money off with USAID. When he opens up that land for sale in these federal and state, well, federal parks, he can't really do anything with state. What's going to happen is land prices are going to drop, and it's going to make it easier for Americans. What did they say? I mean, let's be
No,
honest, they
you're
hate.
right, because there's a flip side to this too.
Yeah.
Private equity from like BlackRock and Blackstone and Vanguard and State Street, 30% of all homes being purchased right now are being purchased to turn them into mass rentals. They're building rental communities. They're trying to drive us out of home ownership by driving up the price. And if Trump
Yeah.
sells the land, you're right, the price comes down and that industry topples.
But it's the same with
Trump has
pets. And
taken
I
on BlackRock, because I'm going to say this. There's connections with BlackRock and the assassination attempt on Trump in Pennsylvania. I've covered it. It goes to an equity firm that they were the major backer for in Austin. It was an equity firm, and they were connected to the assassin. And there's a lot of connections there. And I came away, I can't prove BlackRock is guilty, but I came away
Right.
thinking, man, I'll tell you, there's a lot of smoke in this fire. And
There is.
but I want
And
to
when
go
you
back.
said,
I want to go back to Maui for a second before we close, because see, I think 9/11 was the first step to reorder capitalization in New York, and now you got Maui driving people out for the 15-minute city playground of the rich and famous, and we have LA, which has multiple purposes. You had the fires in Northern California, like Paradise and so forth. This is a pattern now. This is no longer individual incidences. This is a pattern. I don't believe anyone is safe if they want your land. And
right.
remember, I fought an 8-year land battle against John McCain and the elitists behind the Central American Free Trade Agreement that were trying to steal my land and 300 of my neighbors. And I'm just lucky it wasn't later in life, because I think we would have got burned out. I think we'd have been hit with directed energy
Oh,
weapons.
yeah.
I
I
just.
totally agree.
Yeah, this is, and but see, Maui was the genesis, and there's a lot to learn from this. I want to ask you a question. I know it's hard to assume motive and intent, but okay, I just look at my community. When they came after us to take our stuff away from us without compensation, we fought like hell. Why aren't the people in Maui fighting like hell?
They are. Okay, so it's weird. It's weird. Something I noticed was everybody is inherently polite. Polite to the point that
I
you could
agree.
almost push them around. You've got people who they live on an island and they cannot fathom that evil would come that hard against them. But there are people. There's Michelle, there's Paul. You know, Maui Investigates, there's Eric West. There are groups of people that are saying, we see you. And those people are beginning to push, and people are waking up. It is like a slow roll, just a slow roll. But I truly believe that the people on that island are going to make a stand and they're going to push back. Do I have 1 second to read something out of this book real quick?
Yeah, please.
Okay, so we talk about heart directed energy, all of that. It says these technologies have raised deeply concerning questions, not just about the poisons in the skies, but about what it is they are trying to accomplish. With the unprecedented numbers of wildfires, droughts, and catastrophic storms, one wonders what else these technologies are capable of and which nations already have these weather weapons as part of their arsenal. And I will leave y'all with that. Let that sink in. Like originally, they told us they had to do this, you know, way back in the 60s, because, oh my gosh, you know, China might have it, Russia might have it, but who really does have this technology? That's where we have to be concerned.
It's extra governmental. I mean, it's a cabal, and I don't care if it sounds like a conspiracy theory. It's a cabal, and they have reaches into the government. There was a guy named Stenstrom. He wrote a 70-page online document. He's a former naval intelligence official, and he named names in the cabal that work for the elite that are in the United States politics, like Bill Barr. He's one of them. The Atlantic Council. The people with the Russian collusion delusion, he names all of them in other areas that are part of the deep state. All these people are
Arrest them all.
yeah,
Hold
I
them
heard
all
bring
going.
them up in front of the firing squad. But this is coming to light if people want to know. But I'm frustrated, first of all, with our government, because they're pacifying us with investigations and no action. And then we have something to really get our teeth into with the Epstein files. and they're not releasing those. The Maui thing completely hiding in plain sight. I found evidence of Green going to meetings in Hawaii and holding meetings with the state. This is before and after the event to make Maui into a smart island
Yes.
and clear Lahaina, have all electric vehicles. I mean, I published the website URLs where they had all this information. They're not hiding it. Anyway, let's
No.
talk about your book for a second because you really recapitulated a big part of, shall I say, murderous takeover of desired land.
Yeah.
Show your book on air for the people. And if you're listening on podcast, Sam is showing her book here. Go ahead and tell about the title and where they can get it.
So it's called Growing Under a Poison, y'all. I'm sorry, A Poison Sky. And the book is written by Samantha Wood Starkey and Leslie Olson Brandt. But you can just type in Samantha Wood Starkey, it's going to pop up. Growing Under a Poisoned with a D Sky. You can get it everywhere. If you're in Europe, Germany, it's literally all across. It's on eBay. You can get it at Walmart. You can get it on your Kindle. They're supposed to come out with audiobook. We'll see. We're praying about that. We actually got in the science. It's in the Science and Religion is where they put it, and we ranked number one on Amazon for a whole day, Dave. I was so excited.
That's awesome.
We hit, yeah, the number one seller on Amazon. Thank you. He's
I
getting
can't
all
believe
antsy.
that they didn't censor you.
They did not, and that's the thing. I went through a publisher, but the book. We took our time. We prayed over this thing. It's in two sections. So there's the problems we're facing and the solutions to fix them. I went under the auspice of growing food. That's why there's a sunflower on it. So I keep linking everything back to food. You know, oh, they're spraying the metals and those metals affect plants like this. You know, food.
Got it.
And so I think I just kind of slid underneath their radar on. We even showed you the patents for weather modification, but we always tie it back into like growing your own garden kind of food
There you
thing.
go. And see that's I think you nailed how you slipped under. The weather modification patent, did some of them originate with what Nick Begich found in 1997?
I think so. Actually, Leslie was really the one that pulled on that for me. What she did was she found, she has in here. There are like, she goes over the difference between cloud seeding and then she talks about patent number 4,686,605, August 11th, 1987. And this one is the method and apparatus for altering a region in the Earth's atmosphere, ionosphere, or magnosphere. Remember how they've been talking about
Yeah,
how
yeah, yeah.
the magnet, like everybody's like, oh, we're flipping poles, the poles are flipping. Yeah, they've been jacking with all that, you
I
guys.
know that. Dane Wigington's been addressing that as well too, and he's right on the money with that. But that was Air Force owning the weather, and I know a signatory from that. That ended up going to Air Force owning the weather 2025. I got an advanced copy before it was declassified. I published it. Later, I found out I wasn't supposed to have it. I thought, oh, don't come and get me. Anyway.
If I disappear, the Air Force has me.
I hear you. Well, I did this about 10 years ago, so I think I'm safe now. But anyway, ladies and gentlemen, Samantha's been our guest. Get her book. It's a worthy read because I'll tell you, ladies and gentlemen, you don't know when your community is going to be next. This is now a pattern. It's unmistakable. You can't argue with the events that have happened, and they're all related, and it's all tied to directed energy weapons. Thank you so much for joining us. Appreciate it.
Thank
And I'm going to
you.
let this download fully in front of my face.
Thank you so much, Dave. Be blessed.
Okay, take care.
Talk to you later. Bye-bye.